Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 1st edition. My goodness, we're in August already, folks. This is crazy. Year's flying by. We got two more months of regular season baseball. Hang on. I know the frustration is out there. It gets dicey. But man, once football starts, we start making money. It's good times. Good times. The grind is real in baseball. It's very, very real. It's one of the most variant sports in base in the world. And people are starting to realize that. You got to grind. You got to be disciplined. And we can have a lot of fun playing MLB DFS baseball. If you are into football, preseason kicks off tonight with the Hall of Fame game, and the Quant Edge has you covered. They don't have any lineup optimizers for preseason yet. They'll have it later as they get more information after the first week or two. But there's going to be a lot of great tools this season. The member Discord has been popping off all week. They're ready for tonight's game. They're going to have articles. They're going to have much, much more. The regular season will be great with the new tools. And if you want to get the NFL season package for $149.99, get you everything you need, use promo code Bubba and you get the rest of MLB totally free. So go check out thequantedge.com, get the NFL package for $149.99, use promo code Bubba, and get the rest of MLB free. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. It would really help the podcast become visible to more people out there and we could spread the word. So it would be much appreciated. All right, let's get into it. We only have a six-game slate. We have four-game early, six-game late. Four-game early we can discuss in the chats as usual at the FSD Slack chat or at the quantedge.com member Discord, whichever you prefer. But we got six games tonight. Really no major weather. Wind's kind of blowing in Cleveland about 9 miles an hour. But overall, nothing crazy on the weather front right now. Things can change, but nothing now. Your totals, we're waiting on a total in Toronto at Baltimore. Trent Thornton's supposed to be making the spot start. For the Jays, you got Astros, Indians, 8.5. Danny Salazar making his return after missing over a year of baseball. Tampa Bay, Boston, 10.5. Cubs, Cardinals, 8.5. Reds, Braves, 9.5. Padres, Doyers, 7.5. So we actually have a couple good pitchers to play with. And we have a punt or two I don't mind. And then we do have some very nice bats. It's kind of a fun six-game slate. It's not like just bat-heavy or just pitching-heavy. There's a little bit of everything to go around. So let's break it on down. We got two guys over $8,700. That's the way I'll say it. They're both over 10K. You got Garrett Cole. You got Clayton Kershaw. Both in really great spots. Garrett Cole has faced Cleveland once this year. 28.2 DraftKings points. He's averaging almost 27 points per start. He has 27-6, 38, 35, 27, 34, 34 in his last six starts. He's had 27 or more DraftKings points. He's as good as they come out there this year. He's leading the world in strikeouts. Cleveland strikes out about 20% of the time versus righties. Cole's a phenomenal play. Lefties hit 262, righties 265. I have no problem going Garrett Cole. I think he'll be lower owned than the next guy, Clayton Kershaw, who's in a better matchup at home against the San Diego Padres. I absolutely love this play. He's $600 cheaper. You get the savings. He's faced San Diego three times this year, averaging 21 points per start. He's averaging almost 24 points at home. But he's really getting it dialed in a bit of late, 28, 32, 26, almost 28 the other day against San Diego, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 9 Ks. So his last four starts have been outstanding. He has 7 or more Ks in those four starts, 9 or more in 3 of those 4. He's only given up 4 earned runs in 25 innings over his last four starts. He's looking like the ace of old. And you got San Diego striking out over 26% of the time. Versus left-handed pitching, he's a minus 200 home favorite. There's no Franmil Reyes to take him deep. There's still some other good right-handed bats there, no hiding that. But a 26% K rate, 25% K rate for Kershaw with a 51% ground ball rate. And San Diego has a team total below 3. It's the lowest on the slate. Lefties 267, righties 295. Big fan of Kershaw tonight. I think if people are paying up, he'll be the popular one. I have it Kershaw 1, Cole 2. But if you want to play the ownership game, it's probably going to be Gerrit Cole. He's going to be lower owned than Clayton Kershaw. Both phenomenal plays, great plays in their own right. I won't talk you off of either one. You can differentiate yourself with bats. If you really like Kershaw, go Kershaw. They're both in phenomenal spots. If they don't do well, it's just one of those things where you just say baseball. That's the thing we do in the FSD Slack chat now, because we know we've gotten to the point we know we're lining ourselves up in very successful spots. And when random shit happens, it happens. Like, there's nothing you can do about it in any sport or anything in life, especially baseball. Baseball is just one of those weird, weird games. And Kershaw, 1. Cole, 2. All right, if you drop down, you got Jack Flaherty at $8,600. Really, really good at home this year. 3-2 home ERA compared to 5-4-4 on the road. He's averaging about 13 points per starting in Chicago, but a few of those have come on the road. His last few home starts, 25 against Houston, 26 against Pittsburgh. He got beat up against Oakland, and then 23 against Miami. So 3 of his last 4 home starts, 23 or more DraftKings points. Facing a Cubs team that Mikolas shut down, and they strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. As rough as Flaherty has been, the strikeouts have still been there. Almost a 28% K rate this year, 37% ground ball rate. He has trouble, especially seems like usually when the third time through the order gets there, but hopefully by then we're locked and loaded. The Cubs have a total of just above 4, third lowest on the slate. Lefty's 365, righty's 263 versus Flaherty. So Flaherty at 86, very good mid-price play at home tonight. Your other option is Asher Wojciechowski, 7,100 for the Baltimore Orioles at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Asher has been great. 25 at the Angels, 38 against Boston, 16 against Washington. The kid is figuring things out. He's got 6 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. He's flipping that curveball. He's got the velocity on the fastball, locating it properly. He's facing a Toronto team that strikes out 25% of the time versus righties. In a short sample, Wojciechowski, 31% K rate. Lots of fly balls, lots of hard contact. So he could get hit around by Toronto. Lefty's 357, righty's only 221 versus Wojciechowski. But Toronto, a 311 WOBA versus righties is not good. A 199 ISO is not bad, but it's kind of hit and miss. He's $7,100, so the upside is very, very good with Wojciechowski. Toronto could blow the thing up. Like, if you want to be contrarian and stack Toronto, you can, because I have a feeling Wojciechowski is going to be super popular. Like, really, really popular tonight at that price point, at what he's done of late. But you can target Toronto. That's a thing that we do a lot. It's just once in a while they show up, and you're like, Lourdes Gurriel, Vlad's heating up. And, you know, Bichette's there now, Gavin Biggio. They have a lot of pieces that can go to Pound Town, and you're in a hitter's ballpark like Baltimore. Could get interesting. But on paper, Wojciechowski's a very, very good play. I got Wojciechowski 1, Flaherty 2. I think Flaherty will go much lower owned facing the Cubbies tonight, so you can get interesting with that. Like, if you went Flaherty Kershaw, I think you're okay. Flaherty Cole would be very unique. Wojciechowski Cole could be unique. Those are ways to kind of differentiate. If you go Wojciechowski Kershaw, just be different with the bats. Don't be scared of the chalk. It's a 6-game slate. Get the good arms, get the points one way or another. Just make it happen. And then if you're going to punt, a punt I don't mind. He's been very inconsistent, but Max Fried's $5,800. He's coming into tonight's game against the Reds. He hasn't faced them this year, but averaging 12 points per game at home. He's coming off 14 at Philly, 22 at Milwaukee, 8 against the Marlins, 12 at the Mets, 25 at the Cubs, 20 against the Mets. He's very, very up and down, but for the most part, he's been pretty good. It's like when he gets blown up, he gets blown up. But for the most part, he puts together really good scores. I'm shocked he was only $5,800 against Cincinnati. I really was. No Puig, no Scooter Jeanette now. Kind of a team in flux, but they're still competing, to say the least. And then when you look at Fried, Cincinnati strikes out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's a minus 150 home favorite at $5,800. I'm a big fan of that. He has his own 23% K rate and 54% ground ball rate. It's just kind of a location thing with Fried. Every once in a while, he just gets beat up, and it's just over. But as a whole, he's been pretty good this year. And Cincinnati's got a 4.4 team total. It's fourth lowest on the slate. Sure, there's only 12 totals, but that's pretty darn good. Lefties hit 264. Righty's 309 off Fried. When you look at Cincinnati, a 329 WOBA and only a 156 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Fried at 58, I like that quite a bit. And I'm curious to see the ownership on that one, because I think he's a really, really good way to punt, save some money, get different if you take another chalky pitcher and have some fun with it tonight. So up top, I got Kershaw Cole. In the middle, I got Wojciechowski Flaherty. Down below, I have Fried. But if you've been listening this whole time, I can make cases for all of them. They're all in really good spots. They all have a little bit of a scar on them, but All really good spots on tonight's slate. All right, catcher's position. Travis d'Arnaud continues to hit. He's facing the trash man tonight, Andrew Cashner. He's 4,900, which is crazy. But if you want to get weird, that's one way to do it. That's a very good look for you there. Chance Cisco at 41 is not bad. If I'm paying up for catcher, I try just to go all the way to d'Arnaud. Or you come down and you save with Brian McCann versus Dee Scafani. You can attack D'Sclo with lefties. When you look at Atlanta, 5.1 team total, lefties hitting 341. Righties 265 off Dee Scafani. So it's like go up to d'Arnaud. Cisco's okay, but I'd rather have d'Arnaud or drop down to Brian McCann at 37. You could look at Will Smith versus Lucchesi, but I respect Lucchesi enough to just go McCann at 37. Then other than that, you know, Tucker Barnhart maybe at 31. Ryan LaVarnway, if he catches for the Reds, is an option as well. Martin Maldonado's back for Houston, but probably not playing. It's just to check your lineup at that point in time and see what pops up at the catcher's position. First base, you got Freddie Freeman at 51 in a great spot versus D'Sclo. We just talked about lefties against Dee Scafani. If you want to get weird, Mancini at 5K is very interesting versus Trent Thornton. Thornton can get hit around quite a bit. Lefties 332, righties 338 on the year versus Thornton. Mancini can be a nice little change of pace there. You got Travis d'Arnaud there as well. But like Goldie versus Lester at 44, big fan of that one tonight. Lester's good. He's okay. Lefty's hitting 354, righty's 322 off Lester. Goldie is feeling it. I think Goldie at 44, sneaky nice play right there. You can go down to Nate Lowe at 43, let people down last night, but he hits in the middle of order against Cashner. It's just one of those you keep going back to. Tampa Bay's total's above 5. It's weird with Cashner this year. Lefty's 291, righty's 388, but I still don't mind going to Lowe in that situation. Or you just save and go down to Chima and Choi at 4K, who's been leading off for Tampa Bay. 16 and 24 in his last two. Both kind of the same player. I think Lowe's got more of a power upside, but G-Man Choi's getting it done at the moment. That's just pretty much the difference. Justin Smoke at 42 versus Wojciechowski is an interesting GPP play for sure, if you want to go that direction. A few others, if you're being contrarian. We know Garrett Cole can give up home runs from time to time. Carlos Santana hit his 23rd last night. He's 3,900 tonight. Other than that, it's kind of a if see what value pops up. Maybe a Sam Travis at 33 if you just want to go YOLO, or a Chris Davis of Baltimore at 3K versus Trent Thornton if you need to go YOLO, if you're like stacking the best pitchers, something along those lines. But there's some good options in the low fours up to the 5K range. Second base, Jose Altuve at 48 versus Danny Salazar. Salazar's coming back. He's only going to throw about 70 pitches, and I believe it's Pletko coming in after him. So Houston's a very good play tonight because people see Salazar. If they're not educated, if they don't listen to Quick Hits or other less than Quick Hits podcast, I'm just kidding. That was a grain of salt. They won't know those things. They'll see Salazar and be like, oh, Salazar used to be pretty good. And he has. But he's only going to throw 70 pitches. Then it's Plutko time. So Houston's still a very good play. Altuve at 48, swinging a good stick. Don't mind that. Johnny VR at 46. He's been running like crazy of late, so keep an eye on him. But Kevin Biggio, he hits anywhere from first to fourth most of the time in the Blue Jays lineup, averaging 9 points his last 10, 18, 2, 26, 5, 25. Big GPP upside at 4,200. He's only second base eligible now, but 42 versus Wojciechowski in that ballpark's great. So is Ozzie Albies at 42 versus Dee Scafani. He's been hitting second for Atlanta with Swanson on the IL. He's averaging just below 10 points per game, 7, 19, 0, 10, 20, 11, 0, 10. Very good stuff there from Ozzie Albies. So Biggio and Albies both at 42. Great way to go at second base if you don't want to pay up. Really good price tags. You can put in parts of stacks, one-offs. Either way, I like both of those. I feel like if you one-off, go Biggio because he seems to have the higher ceiling. But at the same time, no problem with Ozzie Albies because he could have the better matchup versus Dee Scafani and the team might do more damage. So both really, really good looks for their squads tonight. If you need to go cheaper, you got Hanser Alberto, Chase Peterson of Baltimore, 37 and 36 respectively. Jason Kipnis at 33. Robel Garcia, if he's leading off and you're not using Flaherty, Robel at 3,300 could be a nice little price tag for you there. Never mind, he was optioned to AAA after the game, which makes no sense at all. So cancel that Robel thought. So Tony Kemp, you want Tony Kemp over Robel Garcia. Outstanding. Third base, Rafael Devers at 56. You got Brandon McKay and then some Tampa bullpen. But give me some Eugenio Suarez if you're not using Max Fried. Suarez has been crushing it overall the last month or so, but you get him versus a lefty. We're a big fan. He's averaging over 11 and a half in his last 10, 16, 5, 11, 0, 16, coupled zeros, 30, 32. Big time upside with Suarez at 4,900 against Fried. You got Bregman you can look at there, but Vlad Guerrero Jr., like I go to Suarez and I go Vladdy at 44, averaging over 12 his last 10. I talked about him recently, I've been writing him up recently. 25, 5, 21, 25 over his last four, couple twos and a 10. Really starting to get it going. He's riding a four-game hitting streak with three multi-hit games in there. Overall hit like 300 in the month of July. Really getting things going for the Vladito at 4,400. The big, big, big run to finish the year is coming with Vlad. So jump on board. Josh Donaldson at 43. We mentioned lefties versus Disclo, but don't be scared. Donaldson's homered in back-to-back games. He's a good part of a stack because people leave him out because they look at the lefties and Acuna. They go like Acuna, Albies, Freeman. And then they'll throw in like an Inciarte or something else. Don't sleep on Donaldson if you're stacking up the Bravos. A couple others for you. You could go Justin Turner at 42. Could go Jose Ramirez if you want to get weird. Machado as well. Machado below 4K. If you're not using Kershaw, that's a great GPP play because we know what he can do. I'm pretty sure we've played him against Kershaw before and he's gone deep. $3,900 for a caliber player like Machado in a GPP. Definitely has its upside, so don't hate that at all. And then other than that, you're just looking at lineups, Jace Peterson, punts, so on and so forth. Matt Duffy, what are you priced at tonight? He's 37. I don't mind him as a punt either versus Cashner. He's coming off of 5 points last night, 5, 12, 10, 5, 5, so 5 or more in 5 straight with 2 double-digit games. $3,700, good punt. If they go off, he should be in the middle there somewhere. So I don't hate that as a $3,700 value. Shortstop, you got Bogarts at 53 and Tatis Jr. at 48. Both good GPP plays if you need to get weird. Otherwise, go down to like Bregman or VR in their price range. Or you can save some cash. Drop down to a guy like Carlos Correa at 43 who's come off the IL and swinging a pretty hot stick. Went deep again yesterday, 21. He had a couple zeros, then a 25, 0, 7, 15. Starting to get his feet wet, but he's homered to... He's got two homers in his last four games. $4,300 for Salazar and then Plutko. Nice value. Paul DeJong versus Lester at 4K I like a bit. Bo Bichette at only 39 had his first home run yesterday in Kansas City. Now gets a better hitting environment. 22-10 in his last two games. He's hitting all three games he's played in. The dude can rake. He's going to have down games. No hiding that. But $3,900 for a guy like Bichette. Good price point tonight. Manny Machado at 39, mentioned him. Willie Adames at 36, another good play. Similar to Duffy at 37, the Rays should put up some offense tonight. Adames has homered in three of his last four games, 19-0, 18-25 in his last four games. Always gets forgotten about because he hits like 8 or 9th, but he's perfect for a wraparound stack or a back-end stack. You go like Kiermaier, Duffy, Adames in the back end and get weird that way. You can save some money. You can do that. So Adames at 36. Don't mind that at all. Head into the outfield. You got belly bombs. Jordan Alvarez at 56 is very intriguing. Betts, JD Martinez. I respect McKay enough, but hey, if you need to get weird, get weird. Ronald Acuna at 53 is very, very nice. I like that quite a bit. Keep an eye on Lourdes Gurriel, who's day-to-day. Mention Mancini, but you drop below 5K. Austin Meadows, big game yesterday. I love him again tonight at 49. It's a really good spot for him. Anthony Santander has been swinging a good bat for Baltimore. $4,800 is tough to stomach. He's averaging about 10 in his last 10. 12, 5, 2, but then 12, 19, 5, 19, 19. The upside's there versus a guy like Trent Thornton. The Baltimore Orioles will be overlooked tonight. Thornton's not very good. Baltimore could be a sneaky, sneaky stack on tonight's slate. We've seen them come through from time to time this year, and we've also seen them disappoint tremendously. But tonight could be one of those nights where they're sneaky, and they're priced up a little bit. Not all their guys, but some of their guys are priced up, so... I think they might get a little overlooked. Going down farther, you could look at a Nick Senzel at 44 versus Fried, but give me Avisel Garcia at 43 versus Cashner, or I like even more is Kevin Kiermaier with that righty-lefty matchup. 26 points last night. Avi's been on fire, too. He put up a nice only three last night, but then 23 the night before. Both very intriguing plays. I prefer Kiermaier over Avi, but both in play for you tonight. Teoscar Hernandez at 41 has been on fuego. Averaging almost nine in his last 10, 7, 3, and then 18, 14, 28. He's really heating up a couple home runs over those last five games at 4,100. Philip Irvin, big boy, Big right-handed bat. Lots of power versus lefties. He's 41 versus Freed tonight if you need some savings there. Going down farther, Adam Duvall has just been crushing everything. 19 points last night, 36 the night before, 5-3, 24 since his call-up. He has four home runs in those five games. He's $4,000 for Steve Sclafani. He'll probably be popular because of how well he's been playing, but very intriguing spot there. Dropping down, Grichuk in a GPP, you could look that direction. Kyle Schwarber at 39, always GPP relevant, especially versus Flaherty. Hunter Renfroe in a GPP at 39 versus Kershaw, if you need to go there. A cheaper Toronto piece, very up and down Toronto piece, like 0-0 within 20, 0-16, 0-7-10, 21. Billy McKinney's $3,800, outfielder, little dude with a little bit of, with some pop against Will Joukowsky. If you need to get different, you can go that direction. Ender Inciarte at 37 has been getting it done of late and stealing some bags. You can look there. Jason Hayward at 36. So there is some value down below here if you need to get there. Jose Martinez versus Lester is only 35. Castellanos at 35, now a member of the Cubs. So check out the lineups. There is some value in the outfield if you need to. There's value pretty much everywhere on a slate like this. All right, recapping your pitching up top. Kershaw, Cole. In the middle, Flaherty, or Wojciechowski, Flaherty. Down below, Freed, but remember, we can make cases for all of these guys. When looking at the bats, Toronto is very intriguing versus Wojciechowski. It'd be contrarian because people, I think Wojciechowski can be very chalky. And if he is very chalky, I will have Toronto. On a six-game slate, I'll go contrarian with Toronto and hope they get to him, because if they do, it'll blow up a lot of lineups. But we'll see. Maybe he's not chalky. Baltimore versus Trent Thornton, very nice play tonight. Will be overlooked a bit. Because you got Atlanta versus Steve Sclafani. You got Tampa Bay versus Cashner. Those will both be very popular, and I like them both a lot. So that's where you look at teams like Toronto and Baltimore. You mix them with those two teams, and you get weird, or you get weird with your pitching. But Atlanta, Tampa Bay, both phenomenal spots to target tonight. Also, you could look at some Cincinnati if you choose, or mix and match anywhere. It's a six-game slate. Get weird. That's what the chats are for, the TQE member Discord, or the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. Join us and get crack-a-lackin'. Your BVP on this slate, probably not too much to go over on a six-gamer. Nothing. Springer and Altuve have both taken Salazar deep. Nothing. Joey Wendell, 3-for-8 with a double. Pham, 3-for-11 with a homer off Cashner. Not much. Goldschmidt, 7-for-14 with a homer off Lester. DeJong's taking him deep. Matt Wieter, 17-for-54, 3 doubles and a triple. Wong's 5-for-18. So they're hitting 285 as a team off Lester. It's not bad. Rizzo 8-for-12 with a double and two homers off Flaherty. Wilson Contreras, Hayward, Schwarber have all taken him deep. Only hitting 231 as a squad. Inciarte 4-for-10 with a double and a homer off DeSclafani. Freeman 3-for-10 with a double and a homer. So a little bit to go off of there. Machado 4-for-9, two homers off Kershaw. Hosmer 9-for-24, two doubles and a homer. Kinsler's taking him deep, but Kinsler, don't have to worry about him anymore. Manny Margot, not really hitting 204 as a team versus Kershaw, so nothing too crazy when you really break it on down in the BVP world. But that'll do it, folks. Fun six-game slate on tap tonight. It's actually better than most six-game slates you take a peek at. It could have been a lot worse. We've seen a lot worse with these six-game slates. But go check us out, fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. Lots of cool stuff there. DFS NASCAR just released his truck series preview for tonight, the Eldora Dirty Derby truck series race. That should be a lot of fun in that one. He'll have other NASCAR stuff throughout the weekend. The Slack chat's always pumping on that. Golf, we got preseason NFL tonight. Baseball, it's the works over there. I got a lot of podcasts for you. Monday night, Bench with Bubba episode 194 with the Bubba and the Bat Flip episode 2. We got Around the Base with Bubba and Mo episode 115. That was a lot of fun with Mo. Some pre-trade deadline talk. Then I have Bench with Bubba episode 195 released yesterday with Justin Mason from Friends of Fantasy Benefits and Sleeper on the Bust, recapping the trade deadline for your fantasy baseball teams. Also, finished up our divisional previews for fantasy football with the AFC West and NFC West with Ryan Hallam of Fighting Chance Fantasy. That was a lot of fun. Both of those are available at Bench with Bubba right now. But tons of stuff coming up, as usual, this weekend, the rest of the week. Lots and lots to go. NFL preseason night, go check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you the rest of the MLB season free when you buy the NFL package for $149.99. I highly recommend it. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 1st edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.